Brishus Avi Mori, Brishus Rabakon.
Your mama.
I got my mother too, also. Okay, Brishus my mother. Like Ari said, we have to start with the Akar Satov. So, we begin with the Akar Satov, as Ari said, to the Rabbanu Sholem, for bringing us here together. Zos Chanukah. It's very easy to say thank you, Hashem, but it's a different thing to really say thank you, Hashem. And to appreciate the Rachmanis, the Rachmei Shemayim that Chanukah is, the gift that Chanukah is. It's the ultimate gift. Obviously, to give a lot of Akar Satov to the many sponsors, such a long list. It's incredible to see how many people want to be a part of what we're doing tonight. And we thank each and every one of you for your generosity. Me'es Hashem ha'isa zos, hi neflos be'inenu. Tzadikim said that this pasuk in Tehillim that we all know so well is meramis to zos Chanukah. Me'es Hashem, only from Hashem, a gift that we feel is really from Hashem. Ha'isa zos, hi neflos be'inenu. It's such a wondrous and such a mysterious Yom Tov, or chasima, a ne'ila, to such a mysterious Yom Tov. Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nismach Habo. Merumas to all the Yom Tovim. Zeh Hayom. Hayom is a code word we know for Rosh Hashanah. Ha'isa Zos. Me'isa Hashem Ha'isa Zos. Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem. Gemara at the beginning of Meseches Yoma Daf Beis makes a drasha. Kasher Asa Bayom Hazeh. Tziv Hashem Lasos L'chaper Aleichem as being Yom HaKippurim. Nagila V'Nismach Habo. Sukkos. This is the conclusion of everything we've been working on since way back in Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Sukkos, Kadosh Baruch Hu stretched it out for us a little bit longer into the darkness to give us a chance to be metakin. I want to go back to a story that I shared by Slichos, for those who were there. I apologize for repeating it, but just to chazer it quickly, and for those who weren't there, to bring you into it, because I think it's a story that sets the tone for what I want to share with you to learn together tonight. I had shared at the time a story of the Panovitcherov. Panovitcherov found himself once in an airport in Rome. He's sitting across, he's waiting in the airport for his flight. He's sitting across from this Israeli university professor. In the book that I read it in, it was called, he referred to him as a secular Israel university professor. The Lubavitcher Rebbe struck the word secular from our vocabulary. There's no such thing as a secular Jew. But a Jew who was less connected. And the professor comes over, he recognizes the Panovitcherov. Panovitcherov was involved in politics in Eretz Yisrael. He recognizes him from the newspapers, and he comes over and he says, Shalom Aleichem. The Panovitcherov looks up at this fellow, no yarmulke, not outwardly so identifiably Jewish, but he gave him a big Shalom Aleichem. And the Panovitcherov looks at him and he says, Ata Yehudi? And the fellow nods, yeah, I'm a Jew. And the Panovitcherov has this huge smile on his face, and he puts out his arms, and he wraps his arms around this fellow. A big bear hug. He hugs him, he embraces him, kisses him. He's so excited to see a Jew in the middle of an airport in Rome. And the fellow becomes a little bit embarrassed, ashamed. He says to the Panovitcherov, feeling unworthy of such a tzaddik's embrace, he says, Imarav ha'yodea iza poshea ani, Lo hayim mechabek umenashek osi. Probably oti. If the Rav knew what a sinner I was, he wouldn't be so quick to give me a hug and a kiss. To which the Panovitcherov gave him a second hug. He embraced him again. He pulled him close again. He carried him again. Pulled him close again. And he said back to him, Emayisa yodea. Eicha kodesh baruch hu ohev otcha. Afilu sheata posheya. And if you knew how much a kodesh baruch hu loved you despite all the averos that you did, then lo ayita poshea kol kach. He wouldn't do so many averos. And the professor wrote this story in his memoirs. He actually recorded this story. And he wrote, the end of the story was, he did not become dati, he did not become fully observant. He would not be defined as a classic Baal Tshuva with a full return to Torah and mitzvos, but he said, but I was so moved by that I started to improve my ways. I started to become a little bit more connected, a little bit more little bit more connected to my people, to my faith, to the Torah. And I want to go back to that story. I want to think about that story and try to go weiter with it tonight to learn it a little bit more in depth, because I think it has so much to do with the Gemara Chasima, according to the Arizal, according to the Sifrei Chasidus, that Chanukah is. A couple of years ago on Zos Chanukah, we were sitting in the shul. It was a time when things were kind of crazy in the world. Things are always a little crazy in the world. Our job is to try to see the good. Basi Lagani. And I spoke that year, many people were still wearing masks at the time, about how the menorah is an opportunity to look HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eyes. That's all we were seeing. We were seeing each other's eyes at the time. How the menorah is somehow a hamshacha of that Hashras HaShechina, Re'iyas Panim Ba'azara, beginning of Maseches Chagiga, to see and to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we come Aliyah LaRegel. The menorah is a hemshech of that. The Rama writes in Simen Kof Chaf Aleph, that when a Jew says Kedusha, we go up on our feet, Kadosh, 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 the Rama writes in Hilchos Kedusha, Ve'yesh Lisa Ha'enayim L'marom, B'shash Omrim Kedusha. We're supposed to look up, we're supposed to lift our eyes to the heavens, to the sky. We look above when we say Kedusha, V'chein Menanim Gufan, we lift up our feet. Mr. Brewer clarifies how we do that, as we all do, three times. Has a lot to do with Chanukah. Has a lot to do with Yavan trying to drag us down, Yud, Vav, Nun. Has a lot to do with the three steps in front of the menorah. Right. Up, up, up. Kedusha against Tuma. Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Echalos, which is the very, very early Kabbalistic work from the Tanaim. In the Sefer Echalos, it says, Mishnah Berurah brings a Lashon, what happens when a Jew lifts his eyes to the Shemayim in those moments? And he says, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to us. Im tomru v'tagidu levanai mashani oseh b'shosh makdishim v'omrim. Look up this Mishnah Berurah. Look it up. Probably not already. What does Hashem do when a Jew looks up and he says Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh with his eyes, so to speak, looking for the Rabbono Sholem above, kivyachol? When a Jew does that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when you teach the Jewish people to do that, to lift their eyes above, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, tell that to my children, ki ein li hana ba'olam ka'os asha, she'eneim nisuos ve'enai, ve'enai ve'eneim. Hashem says, there's nothing I love more. When we lock eyes during Kedusha, my brother Davidol showed me this Mishnah Berurah many years ago, and I always try to do it. I try to think about it every time I say Kedusha. I try to picture, what does that mean to try to lock eyes for a second with the Ribbono Shalom? And at that moment, listen to this. Ba'osa shah ani ochez b'kisei kvodi. Kodesh Baruch says, I grab onto the kisei hakavod. Kisei hakavod has numerous images on it. I grab onto specifically Dmus Yaakov. I grab onto Klal Yisrael. Umechabka, umenashka. And I hug it and I kiss it. Umazkir zechusim, umemaher gulasim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, like the Panovich Rav in that airport in Rome, when Klal Yisrael looks me in the eyes, I grab onto that image, the representation of Klal Yisrael, the Dmus Yaakov and the Kisei HaKavod, I hug it and I kiss it. I remember how precious Klal Yisrael is, and I hasten the Gula. So after we look at Kadosh Baruch Hu in the eyes, which again is what we spoke about 2 years ago, we were sitting in the main shul at the time, upstairs. So now we have to learn the next step, which is the hugging and the kissing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Klal Yisrael. We know that there's a relationship between Sukkot and Chanukah. A lot of obvious connections, 8 days, there's historical connections. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef, the Torah writes that Avram is Pesach, Shavuos is Yitzchak. Yaakov is Sukkos. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Yosef is the continuation of Yaakov. And therefore the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that Yaakov is Sukkos and Yosef is Chanukah. So somehow Chanukah is a continuation of the Avodah of Sukkos. Arizal says when we sit in the Sukkah, it's a hug from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He darshens the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Smolo tachas roshi v'yamino ticha bekeni. The left hand is under my head, that's Rosh Hashanah, that's the Yimei Hadin. V'yamino, and the right hand, ticha bekeni, the right hand gives a hug. That refers to the Sukkah, and Arizal says an incredible thing. It's merumas in a hug. A hug is, you have an arm and then a tefach, and that's the dimensions of a sukkah, two walls and a tefach. When we sit in the sukkah, we're literally sitting in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's embrace. But if Chanukah is really the end of sukkahs, really the end of that whole, again, Tkufas Hashana, that means that Chanukah also has to be a hug. And that's what we find in the Sfar. The Avodas Yisrael, in his writings on Chanukah, quotes the Arizal, that Ner is Gematria 250, which is 248 limbs, which he says represent us, that's our body, Knesset Yisrael. And the additional two, to get from 248 to 250, are two arms. Usually we say it's Ava and Yira, it's the wings that allow our mitzvos to soar. But he says it's the two arms, so to speak, of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And it's, picture the chasen and kala, the husband and wife, in each other's embrace. It's the 248 limbs, misyachedes im doda, bein train, dro in the malka. Kabbalistic language, don't really know what it means, chesed and gvura, av and yira. But so to speak, it's Knesset Yisrael in the embrace, in the arms of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Avodas Yisrael is not the easiest sefer. There's a much harder sefer called Meira Nechachamim, by Rav Meir of Khrushchev. He wrote the entire sefer, this is the tradition, take it or leave it. He said that by watching his Rebbe prepare his wicks for the menorah. I speak to David Chaim about rolling wicks. He's into rolling wicks. He rolled these wicks over here. It's a big avoda by tzaddikim to roll the wicks. The Sefer Meir Nechachom says, I watched my Rebbe, Rav Zev of Zhitomer, the Ora Meir, roll his wicks. And I was so nispalled from it, I wrote a whole Sefer. That's what he says. Wrote the entire Sefer. It's a very hard Sefer. But in the Meir Nechacham in Shar Vav, it's a whole sefer on Chanukah. He clarifies, he doesn't quote the Avodah Yisrael, but he clarifies this point. That Ner is 250, it's 248, it's the two arms, and he says it explicitly. Shehu sod hachibuk, that's the hug, shekeviyachu mechabek osanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hugs us, v'gam anachnu elav yisbarach besod nekeva tesovev gever. And we have to hug back. The husband hugs the wife hugs the husband. A very intimate and delicate image that's being painted here. Ba'ava v'tshuka, a longing for each other, an appreciation of chelak Hashem amo, and somehow a unification of the worlds. So Chanukah is a continuation of Sukkot, is a continuation of that hug that we all got in the Sukkah. Let's go a little further. Because the Panovich Rav, when he met that fellow in the airport, he hugged him and he kissed him. And if Chanukah is a hamshacha of Sukkot, it has to go a little bit further. Which means that it's not enough to just say that Chanukah is the hug, which is also true by the sukkah. But Chanukah, and I think in particular Zos Chanukah, is the kiss that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. I sometimes like to learn lessons from children's books. Everyone's got their thing. Some people like poetry. Weinberger plays songs on Tisha B'Av. You know, different people have different things that they do. Unusual things. There's a lot of wisdom sometimes in little books. So there's a book, my mother loves this book. It's a beautiful book. We have it at home. It's called The Kissing Hand by Audrey Penn. I think she's a Yid. I'm not sure. She wrote a book about Chanukah also. She wrote a book called The Miracle Jar, a Chanukah tale or something like that. It's a story of a little raccoon that's going off to yeshiva, going off to school. Raccoons apparently go to school at night. This little raccoon Chester is very nervous about going off. And the mother says, I'll be Megale Esod. She says, don't be afraid, don't be nervous, you're going to make new friends. It's a long journey. I know you're going to miss me, but you're going to be fine. You're going to enjoy the adventure in it. And Chester's crying, he's very nervous. The mother says, I have a secret. So he says, no, what kind of secret? So she says, I have a Masorah. I learned it from my mother, she learned it from her mother. It's called the kissing hand. Chester says, what's the kissing hand? So the mommy takes Chester's hand, and I quote, she took Chester's left hand and spread open his tiny fingers into a fan. Leaning forward, she kissed Chester right in the middle of his palm. Chester felt his mother's kiss rush from his hand up his arm into his heart. Mrs. Raccoon smiled. Now, she told Chester, whenever you feel lonely and need a little loving from home, just take your hand, press your hand to your cheek, and think mommy loves you. Think about how much mommy loves you. And that very kiss will jump to your face and fill you with warm thoughts. Now be very careful not to lose it. But don't worry, when you open your hand and wash your food, I promise the kiss will stick. Chester loved his kissing hand. He goes off to school, he's about to go off to school, and he turns to his mother, and he grins, and he says, "Now give me your hand," he told her. Chester took his mother's hand in his own hand, unfolded her large, familiar fingers into a fan, leaned forward and kissed the center of her hand. "Now you have a kissing hand too," he told her. And with a gentle goodbye and "I love you," Chester turned and danced away. That's so much the story of Hanukkah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going on a long journey. This is the last Yom Tov. You have to take this with you all the way, from now all the way until Mashiach. How, that's such a long journey, Ribbono Shel Olam. It's such a dark journey. Such a Hester Panim. The Tzemach David, the son of the Bnei Yisachar, brings in his writings on Hanukkah, he says that he heard from his father an interesting thing, that from Rosh Chodesh Elul ad Chanukah, for tzaddikim who have eyes to see, Meir Berakia ke'ein tavnis yara pshuta. One could look to the sky, obviously you have to be careful, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a physical hand, but ke'ilu, if one were to look, if one had eyes to see, one could see what appears to be like an outstretched hand. Lekabul osam bali tshuva asher me'eza sibanit chumilashuv. B'yaser simei tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm ready to extend my hand already from Rosh Chodesh Elul. If you don't grab on El, grab on Rosh Hashanah. If you don't grab on Rosh Hashanah, grab on Yom Kippur. B'yaser simei tshuva. Grab on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Grab on when you're dancing with the Sefer Torah and Simchas Torah. Grab on at some point. Rav David of Dinov said that my father told me that it extends all the way until Chanukah. And Rav David of Dinov said, in my opinion, my understanding is that Ad Chanukah means Ad Zois Chanukah v'Ad Bichlal. B'Zos Yechupar Avon Yaakov. Like it says in the Navi Yeshayah. That's the kissing hand. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, telling us, extend your hand, I want to give you a kiss. And we have the opportunity to kiss the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand back. And to take that with us on a long, long journey. On a really long journey into Galus. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in the Sichas Musar has an amazing mimer. Parshas Vayeshev, Chanukah, mimer Tezayin in the new edition, newer edition. He asks a very simple question. It's a question we all know. Chanukah, the Gemara emphasizes the celebration of the Nes Pach Shemen. Lahodos Olahal, they were Koveya Yom Tov, Lahodos Olahal, because of the Pach Shemen. So says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and what about the fact that Klai Yisrael were saved? What about the fact that there was a terrible threat? It wasn't Gezeras Haman, I understand, but Sof Kol Sof, once we started the battle, there was terrible danger. We daven over it. The whole Alanisim is expressing how Kadosh Baruch Hu defended us. Rav Tesvivam, the Kamtes Nikmasam, Kadosh Baruch Hu defended us. So why do we emphasize in the Gemara the Nes Pach Shemen? What's the role of the Nes Pach Shemen? So Chaim Shmuel Levitz says to answer that, we have to think about Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef is Chanukah. Yosef, lo aleinu, is being sold by his own brothers to Mitzrayim. They're sitting down to for bread. They're eating lunch. And Yosef's being sold. And all of a sudden, a caravan of Yishmaelim come. Interestingly, they come from Gilad. A lot of Chanukah in that. They have camels. A lot of Chanukah in that. And they're carrying, what are they carrying? Noisim, Nechos, Utsari, Velot, on the way to Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, why do we care what they're carrying? Says Rashi, Lo'diya matan scharen shel tzadikim, how fortunate Yosef at Tzadik was. Usually the Arabs are carrying naft and itran, petroleum and foul-smelling gasolines and substances of the like. Sherei Chanra, but Yosef, good news, Yosef at Tzadik, you're on your way to Memtes Shari Tuma. You're on your way to Erev HaSaaretz. You're on your way to Nisyonos that most of us probably, lo aleinu, couldn't even imagine. But the good news, Yosef HaTzadik, don't worry. You're going to a place where Chazal say that no Eved ever escaped, so this was a life sentence. But don't worry, Yosef HaTzadik. Because the ride down to Mitzrayim, the Yishma'elim are carrying good smelling spices. Don't worry, Yosef, you don't have to worry. This caravan has good smelling spices. Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, what kind of joke is that? That's supposed to be the big nechama. But Yosef HaTzadik, who's being sold to Mitzrayim by his own brothers, And it happened so suddenly, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz emphasizes, in another mimer as well, well, what's going on? What's the chizuk in that? Was Yosef singing Ein Shum Yayush like we were singing a few moments ago? Yosef was able to somehow stay positive because the wagon smelled good instead of Itron and Neft. Chaim Shmulevitz says, there's moments in life where a Jew feels, now what's going on? Ribbono Shel Olam, you're supposed to love me. I thought you care about me. Person feels abandoned. Person feels yayush, feels despair. Person feels lost, forgotten. The b'samim was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of saying in a very subtle way, and you have to have a spiritual sensitivity and an emotional awareness to be able to chap this. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, but there's a detail here. There's a prat here that if you're paying attention, you can get chizuk from it. It's not a tangential detail. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, "B'ashacha prophets, I'm still running the world." Ad kedei kach, when it looks like everything's falling apart, but this wagon is carrying besamim. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying to Yosef, like he's going to say to Yaakov, "Anochi eridem chametzrayma, v'anochi alcha gam alo." I'm with you. You're not abandoned. You're not alone. The Chaim Shmulevitz says that's that ray of light that's supposed to give chizuk to Yosef HaTzadik in a really, really dark period of time, a descent into suffering for himself and for Klal Yisrael. So Chaim Shmulevitz gives a mashal. This is what really got me thinking about this whole sugya. A little akar satov, a sheshiva of mir. Chaim Shmulevitz HaTzal gives a mashal. He says, imagine a family lost a diamond, and everyone's looking for it. The whole family's running around. Everyone's looking for it. The parents, the grandparents, the siblings, everyone's running around looking for this precious diamond. It was part of its family Yerusha. It's been in the family for generations. And they're looking and they're looking and they're looking. All of a sudden, and the truth is, like, you're rooting for this, you know? We had the chevra from our shir in YU at our house the other night. We were playing a little dreidel at the end. So even though everyone was trying to win the couple of dollars that everyone threw on the table, everyone was really rooting for our son Yaakov, who ended up winning fair and square in the end. Because you want the little kid, it's geschmack when the little kid wins. So everyone wants to find the diamond. But all of a sudden, the little kid, the little five-year-old, says, I found it. What? Everyone crowds around, he found it. This little child found it. And the father goes over, the head of the household runs over, and he takes the diamond out of the hand. It's it. I can't believe it. How did you find it? And the kid is smiling, feels so good. And the father leans in, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and gives the child a kiss on his head. And the whole family is besimcha, what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz calls a simcha klalis, the overarching joy of every member, the collective joy that's felt by every member of the family. And the child's a part of that also. The child feels that also. But there's a unique, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, a simcha pratis, a special extra feeling that the child has, knowing that what? That he got a kiss from his father. That he was the hero. What Rav Chaim Shmulevitz calls an ashika pratis, a personal kiss. And with that, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, we can answer the question. The Neis Pach Shemen didn't have to be. As the Pnei Yehoshua explains, as so many already explained, it was not necessary. We could have made the Beis HaMikdash work with Tamei oil. It didn't have to be. But in the words of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, it was a Ha'aras Panim, it was an extra little smile. It was not only looking at Kadosh Baruch Hu in the eyes, it was not only receiving a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hug, but Kol Kulo Neshika Chiba Yaseir L'Am Yisrael. Such a beautiful Lashon. Kol Kulo Neshika, the Neis Pach Shemen is one big kiss from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chiba Yaseir L'Am Yisrael, one big kiss from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the Besamim, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, were for Yosef on the way down to Mitzrayim. It was a kiss, it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving us a kiss. And in the end, of course, Yosef understands. The Besamim comes full circle also. You ever wonder why the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Peches that when they finally get to Har Sinai after a long journey of Yosef and then the brothers and Yaakov coming to Mitzrayim and then enslavement, 210 years, Avodas Perech, finally, Eser Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kabbalah Satorah, says the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what does it mean in Shir HaShirim? L'chayov ka'arugos habosem. Kol dibur v'dibur sheyotzem mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu nesmali kol ha'ulam kulo besamim. Hashem talks at our Sinai and the world smells like besamim. Why? Because we had a mesorah of besamim. We had a mesorah from the moment that Yosef was sent down to Mitzrayim And all along, there was this nagging question in the heart of every Jew. Many probably didn't have the chutzpah to ask him, Rabbeinu Shlomo, why do we need to go through all of this? But when they got to Har Sinai, and they received the Dvar Hashem, and they became Klal Yisrael, and they smelled a familiar scent, that smell of Besamim that went all the way back to Yosef HaTzadik, they realized it was all worth it. It all made sense. But says Shira Shira, Ma Yofu Dodayich Achosi Kala, Ma Tovu Dodayich Miyayin, V'Reyach Shemanecha Mikol Besamim. But you know what smells even nicer than that Besamim? Reyach Shemanecha Mikol Besamim. The scent, and it hardly has a scent, but the scent of the Ner Chanukah, the kiss of the Ner Chanukah, is even better than Kol Besamim, than all the Besamim that Yosef had, all the Besamim that we understood at Har Sinai. That ability to come full circle. Chanukah is the hug, Chanukah is the kiss that Klal Yisrael needs to carry them through Galus. Pnei Yoshua writes, we didn't need the Neis Pach Shem and the Ikar Neis Lo Nasa El Lo Hodil Lehem Chiba Samakam Aleim. It's Chiba. There's always this lashon of Chiba by Chanukah. No, it's a funny thing. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Maor. It's very Chaviv. It's very, there's a Chiba Yaseira by Chanukah. Everyone wants to know, where did the Rambam get this lashon from? Maybe he got it from Tosfos and Sukkah, maybe a little bit over there. What's different about Chanukah? Why is it, what's the Chiba Yaseira of Chanukah? Why is it so Chaviv? And why that lashon of Chiba? You know, in Halacha, when we talk about contact, interaction between members of the opposite sex, so we talk about contact, making contact, touching, derech chiba. What's considered derech chiba with regard to arayos? Who you're allowed to hug, who you're allowed to kiss, how does it work? Rav Moshe Feinstein, you're on a crowded subway. Derech chiba, it's always this term, derech chiba. What's the definition of derech chiba? Chibuk v'nishuk. Hugging and kissing. That's the halachic definition of something being derech chiba. It's done in a loving and intimate way. And therefore says the Pnei Yoshua, Neis Chanukah is chiba samakam aleim, because Chanukah is a hug and a kiss. Says the Rambam, it's a mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od, because Chanukah is a hug and a kiss. The chain of Chanukah, the chain, that's so much merumas in the word Chanukah, is Rashi Tevos, chibuk nishuk. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu hugging us and kissing us. And that's why the halacha says you place the mezuzah and the menorah opposite each other. Rabbi Cohen said a beautiful pshat from Rav Soloveitchik at Chal Shudas this week. But just like a Jew walks into the home and we kiss the mezuzah, so what's on the opposite side? The Ner Chanukah that kisses us. It's the Ner Chanukah giving us a kiss. And of course, there's going to be enemies. There's going to be people that little Chester the raccoon encounters along the way. As we try to hold on to our kissing hand, that outstretched yad, yimin chapshuta lekabel shavim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reaching through time to hold on to us. It's the loved ones of the world who are running, v'yichabik lo, v'yinashik lo, trying to somehow get in the way. It's Yaakov Avinu fighting Sarah shal Esav, v'yeyavik ish imo. The Rokeach says, v'yeyavik kamo v'yichabik. Obviously, when you're wrestling with someone, you're also, it's like hugging them. But there's going to be a sitra achra, there's going to be a klipa that tries to hug us, to take away, to try to pervert that hug. It's an Esav who comes to a Yaakov Avinu, v'yichabekeyu v'yishakeyu, hugging him and kissing him, trying again along the long journey, somehow trying to take it away from us. But as Yaakov Avinu is saying goodbye to us by way of blessing his grandchildren, in Bereishis Perek Mem Ches, v'yishak lehem v'yichabek lehem. And Yaakov Avinu is also, here it's kissing before hugging, to figure out why that is. Says the Degel Machaneh Ephraim in Parshas Vayechi. Such an incredible Torah. Listen to these words. Ve'enei Yisrael kovdu mizoykan. Yaakov Avinu, his eyes. That's what Chanukah is about. We're trying to keep our eyes open. We're trying to stay awake. All of a sudden, Yaakov Avinu, he's at the end of his life. It's hard for him to see. Lo yuchal liros. But he's still pulling us close. He's pulling his family, his members who grew up, not in his house, but grew up in Mitzrayim. Menashe, Ephraim, Menashe. Says the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, listen to these words. V'ze yishlomer shemrumas kan v'pasuk v'enei Yisrael, v'ayz of Yaakov Avinu, haynu atzadigim v'chachamim, shehem enei Yisrael, v'enei ha'edo. Kovdu mizoykan. Unfortunately, as Gullus drags on, it's hard. That even the tzadikim, they see a certain yerida that takes place in the world, it's hard to see the good by people. Haynu shekovdu milestakel l'pu'ulas Yisrael, it becomes hard, it's embarrassing to look at Klal Yisrael sometimes. What's become of us sometimes? V'haynu mizoykan ratzolomer machmas shmaaseim haram nisyashin ma'od. Look how we've become. Look how we've lost a certain youthful enthusiasm for Torah, for mitzvos. Look how we've grown old from our averos. Look how we've made the tzaddikim worn out from all of the troubles we cause. V'hurgulu behem kol kach achanidma lehem keheters. To the point that sometimes we're more hetter, we do averos, we don't even realize our averos anymore. We don't think about it. It's not that I know it's wrong, I shouldn't, but I do it anyways. It's that everyone does it. To the point that the tzaddikim, sometimes the rabbanim give up. What should I say? I'm going to say something. What's the point of saying anything? No one's going to listen anyways. People don't even think they're doing anything wrong. And yet, nonetheless, despite the fact that the eyes of Yaakov Avinu are worn out, Yaakov Avinu somehow, through those dimmed eyes, he looks at his grandchildren who grew up in Mitzrayim. And he somehow wants to see good in them. The Rechaim HaKadosh asks, he quotes it here, the Dagmach and Ephraim quotes it, the Rechaim says, why does it say, V'yishak lahem? He kissed to them, and he hugged to them. There's a certain disconnect. Yaakov was struggling. I'm going to kiss you, I'm going to hug you. This is my grandchild. This is what's become of my family. The Afal Pichin concludes the Degel Machan Ephraim. And I'll also conclude in 2 more minutes. The Afal Pichin veigasho samei love. He pulls them close. Hainu sha Afal Pisha kosher litzadik ma'od. Ma'aseim aroim. The tzadik is so uncomfortable sometimes with what's become of us through the lengthening of the galus. The kissing hand is still there. It doesn't get washed off. But sometimes we've forgotten about it. We're not using it to mechazik ourselves. We're not carrying it properly. We're not realizing how badly Hashem is yemincha pshuta lekabel shavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begging us, just grab my hand. And let's go to Geula together already. Nonetheless, the tzaddikim reach for us. Despite the dimmed eyes. Their mekarev osamei love. Yaakov Avinu pulled his grandchildren close. B'choysho va'amei chulam tzaddikim. Meditating on the simple truth that the Jewish people are righteous. Afilu poishe Yisrael emaleim mitzvos karimon, like Chazal say, that even the sinners of Klal Yisrael are full of mitzvos, like a pomegranate. V'yechabek lahem, who gam kein lashon kiruv, shechobko bezroosav. He kissed them. He grabbed them. Took them in their arms. He kissed their arms. The Rechaim HaKadosh says because he was blind, he couldn't find their face to kiss them. He was kissing their arms. The Degel Machan Ephraim says no. It was emotionally hard for him to kiss them. But nonetheless, v'yechabek lahem, he was able to kiss them, and he was able to hug them, and he was able to pull them close. V'yinashik lahem, and he kissed them in a real way. Hainu dveikus v'ziva gerucha berucha. He saw himself attached. And therefore, at the very end of Chanukah, we have to renew that kiss, we have to renew that hug, we have to give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Yismach Yisrael of Alexander was visiting Warsaw one time, so he was walking around the Beis Medrash. He had seen a vart, and he was so excited about it. He was like dancing around all day. Someone came over to him and said, what are you so excited about? What vart did you see that? He said, I saw an incredible vart from the Kabriner, from Rav Moshe of Kabrin. And it's a vart that you could dance over. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem Elokei Tzavakos, Mi Chamoicha Chosin Ka, Ve'emunoscha Svivo Secha. Pasha Pshat, Emunoscha Kadosh Baruch Hu, your faithfulness surrounds you. But he said in Yiddish, which I'll botch, because my Yiddish is terrible, mit emuna nemt men diroram. He said, with emuna, with faith, nemt men diroram, people embrace you. Emunasra sevivo secha. How do we hug a Kadosh Baruch Hu back? How do we make ourselves saviv a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And by the way, this is the secret of Chodesh Kislev being the letter Samach. It's a circle. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu wrapping his arms around us wrapping arms around him. It's the Sivivon. It's always the Saviv. It's wrapping around. It's surrounding. It's pulling in. Ve'emunascha svivosecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we surround you, we hug you back, we pull you close. We say, Rabbanu Shalom, you hug us and we hug you, like the Meir Einei Chachamim said. That the Ner Chanukah, the two arms of us hugging Hashem and Hashem hugging us. So let me end with a final little story. After the founding of the state of Israel, so for 19 years, Yerushalayim was a divided city. The old city of Yerushalayim was not in Jewish hands. The Jordanians were in charge of Yerushalayim, the Ir Atika. And finally, Baruch Hashem, after the incredible miracles of the Six-Day War, so Baruch Hashem, things were different. It was time for Jews to return to that remnant, that Pach Shemen, that little bit of Beis HaMikdash that remained. And it wasn't yet time for every person to go to the Kaisel. It wasn't open to the masses yet. But people were starting to get access, people with connections. There was someone who had learned in Yeshivas Chevron, who was now very high-ranking in Prime Minister Eshkol's cabinet. And he arranged for his former Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chaskel Sarna, Rosh Yeshiva's Chevron, to go to the Kotel, to be one of the people who got special access. And at the same time, the Sephardic chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, Chacham Eliel Parades, was also taken to the Kotel. Tzadikim, Rosh Yeshiva, a great Chacham, taken by army vehicle to the Kotel. And the Sephardi chief rabbi, Chacham Parades, he throws himself on the floor, crawls up to the wall, he's kissing it, and he's kissing it, and he's kissing it, and he's kissing it. Chaskel Sarna was from the world of Slobodka, godless Adam, a little bit more reserved with his emotions, the importance of self-control, not a person of outward displays of emotion. So he turned to the fellow who had arranged this, and he said, Chacham Parades? He says, he's kissing. Why is he kissing the Kotel? So many kisses. He says, I don't know. So Yisrael Gellis later asks Chacham Parades, why'd you kiss the Kotel so many times? So he says, what do you mean? He said, for the last 19 years, I haven't had the opportunity to go there. So I wanted to kiss the Kotel 19 times, once for each of the years that I was away from this wall. So long I've been waiting to be able to give that kiss back to the Kotel. To be able to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us. The nisim shebechol yom imanu. So chaver, it's been, according to my calculation, you'll tell me if I'm wrong, I think it's 2,162 years since the Hanukkah story. It's been a long time since we got our kissing hand. And we've renewed it every year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. He's giving it to us right now in Zos Chanukah. But there's this longing to give that kiss back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's that desire to be able to grab HaKadosh Baruch Hu by that outstretched hand, which again, the Tzaddikim tell us, Rav David of Dinov, Zechusi again, Alinu said, is stretched out to Zos Chanukah, va'ad Zos Chanukah b'chlal. And to be able to repay HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the incredible Rachmanis of giving us that little ner to guide us through the Galus. That little besamim, the reyach shmanecha, which is even better than the besam. So, Mir Tzashem, we should be zocha. We should be zocha to feel that love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah chaviva hi admod. The chibi yaseira. The chibuk and the nishuk. The conclusion of everything. Again, like the Panovich Rav hugging that Jew in that airport in Rome. A Jew who feels so unworthy at times. When the tzaddik smiles at you, again, the way the Degel Machane Ephraim said, when Yaakov Avinu, with his broken eyes, was still trying to look in the eyes. Like the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Sefer Echalos, it gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu no greater joy than when we look HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabs our picture off of the Kisei HaKavod, and he hugs it and he kisses it. So, Birtz Hashem, we should be zochet to be kabel that kiss. On this Zos Chanukah, Tavshin Pei Gimel, then Birtz Hashem will be able to come back to Beis HaMikdash, be able to kiss the stones of the Beis HaMikdash with the Gula Shleim of Herod. Amen.
Amen. Zion Show.